Well, we have a treat today here on Trail Mix. Mark Sixby is in the studio. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hello. And we've got Mark is here to help promote his concert tonight. We're Sitka Folk and the Greater Sitka Arts Council are promoting producing an evening with the artists at the Loft. And Mark is providing the music and snappy repartee, I guess. But Mark, welcome to Raven, and welcome to the Trail Mix Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And so tonight at 7 o'clock at the Loft, you're going to be sharing the program with Kaya Elstead, who hopefully will come in a little bit later today to talk about what she plans. But this is billed as an evening with the artists, and I think it's a chance for people who are coming to the concert tonight. Well, it's not just to sit on your hands and listen. They'll have a chance to interact with you a little bit, ask you and talk to you about the process that you come by with those great songs that you write.
Yeah, the Loft is a small enough venue, too, where you have that sort of face-to-face with the audience. You're not up on a stage, really. So it's got more of a personal musical experience.
Yeah, it's upstairs at the Loft at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available for $10 at Old Harbor Books. There's still a few left. And let's see, we're going to have a set of music from you and then an intermission. And Kaya Elstead will be talking about her art tonight and kind of talking about the creative process, the way she goes by to craft her her pieces. You have a wealth of original tunes that you've come up with, and you play in different tunings and have a whole wide variety of different feels to your songs. How do you start with your work?
A lot of it depends on where you're at the time, what you're listening to. You know, I usually have a one-man show, so it's really important to change it up. Make some variety, but usually you got some kind of feeling you're trying to express, and you know, I can't do it with a paintbrush all the time, you know, and music's just always one of those things that's always with you, so it's like the soundtrack of my life kind of thing.
So you're a multifaceted guy. People can't see the artwork that you have on your guitar right now, but if you look at the poster for the concert, you can see that guitar. And will you be playing this guitar tonight?
Yeah, I got this guitar, and I got a black Les Paul electric. I like using electric clean sound. That's the second half of the set.
Uh-huh.
So I start acoustic. Well, I'll actually open up with my cigar box guitar here.
Okay.
So I play that thing with a bottleneck slide. Uh-huh. And then I move on to the acoustic guitar. And then after an intermission, then electric.
All right, cool. So what are we going to hear right now?
This is an older tune. It's called Damaged Goods. It's, I don't know what it's about, but it's a snappy number. If you like dancing to the sound of raindrops and baby, come to the right place to get down. On planet Earth, our damaged goods are sacred ground. It's really hard to quit when all the cool ones smoke. All the cool ones dance and all they do is joke. Well, all the cool ones left and all the good ones never ain't coming back. On planet Earth, our damaged goods look pretty clean. Not a lot to say about what's troubling me. I try to keep my problems quiet. It's harder than it looks to tell you what I think and really keep it
honest all the time. And everything. Finally, the truth reveals itself, that you don't have to look much longer, longer, honey girl. Oh, to hold on to love, to only keep on running now would leave you longing all the time, like I am, for everything.
Well, obviously, you've played quite a bit, so you have quite a command of your instrument there, and you go all over the place on that neck.
Yeah, try to use the whole thing. You
yeah,
know?
Well, that's what all those frets are for, anyway. So I notice you're playing with a capo on the neck. For those people who don't know what a capo is, it's a clamp that goes across the strings that raises the pitch. And so do you like to just play in a different keys, or is this for your voice?
It's usually to make the instrument fit my voice.
I see. That's
so cool. Sometimes you have a song and it's just the melody might go to some uncomfortable notes. Wow. Or it's a way to change it up too. There's a lot of tinkering, you know, when you're by yourself practicing and, you know, getting songs ready, I guess, for their unveiling. Sometimes you just have that natural, and sometimes you start that way to make the guitar
right,
it chimes
a little bit when that capo's up there.
Yeah, and you can kind of.
Oh yeah.
You get it way up high, and you can make it sound more like a ukulele or.
There you go. That's how it's done.
So if you're ever wondering if you have not heard a capo, if you heard that song, you've heard a guitar with a capo. I got another tune.
Sure, yeah.
This one went out to my little grandniece. Funny tummy bubbles, you got a heart made of honey. When you smile, we adore and enjoy. When you play on the floor, it's a ray of the sun for us. Olivia, baby, I would really love to live to see you grow. And I know that I should, I would stay if I could. We could play in the woods, but I need the city. I'm trying to make a living, honey. Oh. Baby, I would really love to live to see you grow. And you probably heard that I'm all just a show. But I want you to know my heart is broken every time it leaves you, honey.
I'm hearing a tambourine, and I'm looking at you, and I see your hands are busy playing guitar. What is going on?
Oh, I got one of those. It's a shaker that straps to your shoe.
Okay. Well, you just are a multi-talented man.
Yeah, it helps to keep the beat.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you also have your cigar box. Well, you call it a cigar box guitar, but it's not really a cigar box. It's a... You carved this yourself out of, looks like a red cedar, and it has a design of your making on the front?
Yeah, I carved I guess you call it kind of like a wolf plaque on the front. I was researching these things and looking at like old jug band music and, you know, back in the 20s and whatnot, and I'd been thinking about making a stringed instrument for a while. And when I found out that, yeah, back then people would use broomsticks or whatever they had lying around, I'm like, oh, well, hey, I can do that. So it's a lot quieter. I don't know how well this would pick up. But
so,
this
one,
So yeah, I got a bottleneck slide here, and
so this is it's a flat-bodied instrument. It has the panel on the front, and it's three strings, and then a long neck, a fairly narrow neck.
Yeah, it's a 25-inch scale.
And you have a glass slide on your little finger. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, the easiest things for you'll hear them in like blues music and uh-huh. stuff like that. But I don't really play the blues, but I got a little number worked out
okay,
here.
Okay, sure.
Let's see, how's this one go?
That was great. Oh, my gosh. Well, do you have plans to put a pickup on that?
Yeah, I just ordered a little piezo pickup. Uh-huh. For the show, I'm actually just going to hold it up to my microphone uh-huh. and see how that goes.
Well, great. Yeah, I think that'd be kind of a crazy, if you had a little distorted sound on there, you could and put that through an amplifier. My goodness, it would just kind of blow up.
Yeah, what makes this one different from a lot of cigar box guitars is I used the bottom three strings and then down-tuned it to uh-huh. a drop, I think it's a drop D.
Well, so it's got a heavy metal feel into it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it's one of those influences musically. I spent a lot of time when I was living in Seattle. My nephew down there had a heavy metal band. Still does. They're uh-huh. in between singers now. But they just did the Hard Rock Cafe last week. And it's just a really great group of people, the heavy metal crowd. You wouldn't think it because the music sounds so abrasive, but it's just a really welcoming community. I had a really good time with them. And, yeah, and instrumentally, it's something if you take it to the acoustic,
yeah.
you get something like this next number.
Okay. We're talking with Mark Sixby in the studio today, and Mark is going to be appearing in concert at the Loft tonight. Part of the series that the Greater Sitka Arts Council and Sitka Folk is producing, Evening with the Artist, and paired up with Kaya Elstad as an artist who's going to be presenting her work. So tickets are at Old Harbor Books, $10, which is a steal for a concert in town here for these great artists. So, Mark, what are we going to hear right now?
This one's called We're All Adults Here. It's about getting your money's worth. How's it going? We're all adults here, if you please, just feel at home. If you get the urge to scream, you're not alone. Enjoy extraordinary things, still for an ordinary soul. But keep your heads in mind, there's no need to be unkind. Why rush those arms you're in when there's time for bargaining? You get yours. It's a lot of work to pay your bills by playing a song, or set the world ablaze with something you can stake your hopes upon. You could face the world without some girls who get guitars and like your song. Oh yeah. Miles will take the roads across the globe. Gonna send the pricks away. Surround ourselves with decent folks, you know. So bring your girls.
listen close and feel the light shine. Do what you got to feel alive. I do believe that we can thrive without our rough surroundings catching us. So bring your girl, come sing along, jump around, we like you just right there.
He went down on his knees for that ending right there. He was digging deep. That was really nice, Mark. And we're gonna thank Mark for coming by Trail Mix today and helping promote the show that's gonna happen tonight at 7 o'clock at the Loft. I think there's still some tickets left at Old Harbor Books. There might be a couple left at the door, but there are only 45 tickets are gonna be sold because it's a small venue, up close and personal. You can see the strings vibrate because you're going to be that close, you know. So thanks a lot for coming in, Mark.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
And I'll see you tonight. It's going to be fun. We're going to listen to a little bit of Killer Bee right now with Bad Luck.